Hey, you know what we can't forget?
What's that?
This is a very, very, very special Thanksgiving weekend.
It is that.
Not only will everybody be celebrating Thanksgiving, but you know, we have a lot of friends celebrating Hanukkah.
We do.
The falling on exactly the same weekend. So
that's unusual. For that to happen again, it's going to be how many years?
Let's see. It hasn't happened since 1888. And it isn't going to happen again for another 79,000 years.
Wow.
Where Hanukkah and Thanksgiving fall exactly on the same weekend. So
we've been the beginning of Hanukkah or the end of Hanukkah?
Beginning. Okay. So the launching. So we've got, happy Hanukkah to all of our friends out there that celebrate Hanukkah. We're celebrating the season here at Rosie on the House, both on air and on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We have a special selection of Rosie Santa bags that we've put together, some friends and some products. We're giving some of them away. You're winning some of them. But one of the things, did y'all hear that Sky Harbor literally shut down on Wednesday? The airport was so busy. Traffic was deadlocked, coming and going. And I think one of the reasons for that is because so many of our listeners have given the gift that I've been recommending they give. And this was the perfect weekend to give it because of the weather that blew through. What better gift for y'all to give your relatives back in Cleveland, Toledo, Minnesota, upstate New York, than a gift subscription to Arizona Highways?
How many people from South Dakota coming to play tonight aren't going to go back? That's the last game of the year. They're just going to stay here. Be like, oh, man, this is so much nicer.
You know, that's true.
There's trees and mountains.
We could have a jackrabbit invasion here. We really could. If you're stumped on what to give a relative or a friend that lives in the area that was just hit with this ice and this snowstorm, the perfect gift is an Arizona Highway subscription. I'll never forget being in Washington, D.C. about 4 years ago when Snowmageddon hit, and it hit right during rush hour. The entire Beltway freeway system became a complete packed parking lot, to the point for so long people were running out of gas, and they were in their high heels and their nylons and they were freezing. And we went out with blankets and thermoses and styrofoam cups, and I started handing out my Arizona real estate card, knocking on the window. They were absolutely freezing to death. The cars had run out of gas.
They thought someone was coming to tell them good news.
They were using fire trucks to push the cars off the road just to open it back up. There were cars stuck on that beltway for 3 days. And I bet you I handed out 600 Arizona real estate cards.
I got in the next day. And
some people thought it was funny. Some people didn't.
I was quite disappointed at that storm because I went to, I took a train up to Baltimore to go see Fort McHenry.
No,
I wasn't there that day. I got in the next day and I took a train up to see Fort McHenry because there's like a little, it wasn't even an inch of snow on the ground. It was closed. I'm like, oh, come on. Jumped the fence and I had to go get myself a self-guided tour.
So we're here at Rosie on the House.
There were bombs dropping on the air, and they didn't close Fort McHenry then. You're going to let a little inch of snow, you sissy.
Yeah, they shut it down there. We're going to tune y'all in on a little Romero family episode that occurred last night. We were at a family event, big group, lots of relatives, some family in from out of town.
Some very talented relatives.
Yeah, uh-huh. And there was a performance at this house, and I double dog dared the performers to come down to the station this morning, never thinking in a million years they would show up, and they're all here.
Are you kidding?
Y'all stay tuned for that, because we're gonna have my family members living up and performing the double dog dare event, all for our listening audience. Some of the things that we were looking at for gift ideas. Jennifer, one of the things that you have it, and we haven't installed it yet, I have to apologize for that, is that Brink Security door handle. that now you can get in or out of with both your hands full. This is the perfect doorknob for the door between the garage and the house.
You know, ever since it's been sitting there for how long? Every time I go in the door, with a handful of stuff and I'd put my stuff down, I think how nice it'd be to have that.
Okay, well, we'll find somebody.
No, I still have one sitting right by my door.
I'm sure Amanda would like hers as well.
We'll find somebody.
You get done doing
that
the chores outside and you just, you know, you come in, you go straight to dinner, and then you go straight to bed.
All right, well.
I should have had Dad put it on while he was there on Thursday.
Thanks. Brink Security has a line. They call it the push, pull, rotate door handle. As you walk up to it, it's a lever style, and you can push the lever with your full hands, that you're not trying to reach one little pinky out there and grab the lever and operate it down. You can push it, you can pull it, or operate it as a standard lever door handle, and it opens. And, you accessorize that with a deadbolt above it, particularly for that door between the garage and the house. This is a great, great gift idea. The modular tools we've already talked about, they're available from Black & Decker, the Matrix tool set, the drill, and or the outdoor set that has the one charger, the one battery, fitting multiple 7, 8, 9, 10 different tools. Even the Matrix drill has 10 attachments. Oscillating tool for cutting drywall, metal, wood, high torque impact driver, large fasteners, jigsaw, precision cutting, detail sander, trim saw for plywood or paneling, and a router and a reciprocating saw. All fit onto this one drill. The drill basic set is available at most hardware stores. I have not had any trouble finding the drill, and we're putting it to the test in our wood shop right now, but I have found complications in finding some of the attachments. It's generally the sander and the saber saw that I'm seeing in most of the displays, but it comes with a lot of others. So the other thing we talked about was the 3M Tech Safety Protection headset that I have just fallen in love with. I've gotten to where I'm wearing mine all the time when I'm in the shop, woodworking, out in the yard, running the lawnmower, the weed eater.
And we'll be drawing names to give away three of those today at the end of the show. So if you haven't done it yet, go to the website and put your name in the Santa bag there for a chance to win this pair of those.
Now, here is another great gift idea. Kohler, we were talking about plumbing earlier in the show. Kohler Plumbing Fixtures has come out with what they call a Moxie shower head. It's about $200, but this would be the perfect gift for a teenage daughter or any teenager. It actually is a microphone that activates by BlackBerry, so you can actually listen to your own favorite music out of the shower head mounted in your bathroom. It's magnetic, it recharges, it comes in multicolors. You can walk in the bathroom, start your BlackBerry device, it picks it up in the shower head, plays the music. I'm warning you, if your teenage daughter is like my teenage daughter, you'll probably have to also invest in a larger, much larger
water heater.
That's for sure. I mean, even without the music of her favorite choice, she pretty well drains it. So we get her something like that. Another great gift idea, I don't think any home ought to be without it, is a hand-cranked radio. And they come that you can get them solar charged, crank charged, plug-in recharge. They go from $10 to $100. Whatever one you get, make sure it has a NOAA certification so you can pick up the National Weather Service channels. I don't think any home should be without it. We've got one that's a flashlight, a phone charger, it's crank, it's solar, and a AM, FM, and the weather channels.
And I will tell you, I keep one in my truck for emergency uses. And you know what? The last time I used it was the last fishing trip when we went with the Harpers. We James and I pulled that out, cranked it up, and tested the weather band to make sure. We were all the way back in Saguaro. We had no cell service.
Bartlett.
Yeah.
We were on Bartlett.
Yeah, that one. One of those lakes.
Mm-hmm.
No cell service from either one of our phone providers. Nothing came in but that weather channel.
Yeah.
And then 6:20 a.m. and we listened to the ball game on KTAR for the rest of the afternoon. I can't even remember who was playing, but it was kind of neat listening to an old AM band radio fishing. It was
all right, folks. So we're giving away gifts at Rosa's Santa Bag, Rosie's Santa Bag at RosieOnTheHouse.com, and of course, as you know, every month we give away an Arizona staycation, and I think we have some winners actually on the staycation this weekend.
They
don't
are.
We?
They chose to go to London Bridge. They have some family up there, so they're spending a couple of nights up there to enjoy all the amenities up there. It's a great place to stay.
Those of you in Phoenix may know an old radio DJ by the name of Dave Pratt. Did you know his dad was the superintendent on the construction of the London Bridge? I never knew that.
You know, I heard Pratt and I thought, that's probably just a generic name. That's probably no relation.
Yeah, no, that was his dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So reading and studying up on the London Bridge is an extremely interesting story. You know, it's built in pieces. It's marble, granite. And as they were disassembling it, they decided when they were contemplating, they bought that bridge. I think they bought the bridge for $2.6 million, and then they spent about $8 million tearing it down, shipping it over here, and building it back together. And they decided, okay, when we take it apart, we're going to have to code every single block so we know how it's going to go back in. And as they were disassembling the bridge, they found that's exactly how the bridge was built originally. Every block had its own code to it. So I thought that was cool.
I would say the same thing I said last week. You know, I'm going to try this with the pyramids.
Yeah.
Put one up in somewhere around Quartzsite. Let's do one of the pyramids.
So you register at RosieOnTheHouse.com for an Arizona staycation. You tell us where you want to go. You tell us when you want to go. There's no blackout dates. You get to Sanderson Ford, and you get to pick up any car that they have in their demo lot. You get to go any place you want. We work with Arizona Highways and the Arizona Office of Tourism to get the lodging taken care of. Jennifer buys you all the gas, puts a gift card into the car. Arizona Highways puts together a gift book bag collection for you. And the London Bridge. I mean, I can remember one of our favorite vacations was at London Bridge. I like it because with every room, you get a boat slip. How can you beat that?
There's different packages. If you're not a boater, they also have some nice spa treatments, and it's a nice place to get away.
I loved being able to get up and just walk down to the boat every morning, do a little sunrise ski pass. That was awesome. That was fun. All right, folks, when we get back, my family has taken me up on a double dog dare for a performance they performed last night. They actually did show up here this morning, and we're going to let you in on a little Romero double dog dare performance when we get back.